advocates. Sausage making never looked so good. It was a beautiful
day. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Make sure you check us out on the socials at Facebook, the Devil's Advocates Radio, on Twitter at Devil Radio, and on the phones, 844-967-2789.
And Dom, I don't want to ignore our friends listening on AM 950 KTNF in Minneapolis. We got our friends in Chi-Town, WCPT, 820 AM, and KGOE. Shout out to the leftist coast, our friends in Eureka, 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Annie from Watertown, you're next. Welcome, Annie. What do you got today?
Hi, Annie.
One of the most despicable things about Roy Cohn was how he knew that Ethel Rosenberg was innocent, yet, you know, she got executed anyway. And wouldn't it be a bit of irony for Trump to be executed under the spy law like his mentor?
I don't think we'll be burning him at the stake. And if you'll recall, Senator Joe McCarthy's right-hand man was Roy Cohn. And Roy Cohn was the guy that mentored Donald Trump right up until it became apparent that he was dying of AIDS, and then Trump disowned him because apparently that made him gay. But Roy Cohn taught Trump how to be the street yard brawler, the litigious man that he is. Deny, 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 and basically fight tooth and nail and then appeal to the next court. And Annie, I think the fact that he's not in jail yet is really because he learned from Roy Cohn well. But sooner or later, even Roy Cohn was disbarred. Sooner or later, you know, you lie enough, you cheat enough, you steal enough, you insurrection enough, you coup against the government enough, you know, and other paperwork crimes. something will catch up with you, Andy.
Yeah, you can only hope. One of the things that Reagan did wrong and Nixon did wrong and everything getting into the White House, and the Democrats never go after them, and it's for the good of the country. We're always thinking of the good of the country, which obviously in the long run isn't for the good of the country.
Well, Bush was never charged as a war criminal. Reagan was never charged as a criminal in his dealings with the Iran-Contra and the weapons and the collusion with terrorists. It's like, just say no, Annie. Just say no to prosecuting former Republican presidents.
Well, boo. Sorry, Annie.
Not booing you, Annie, per se.
The Office of Legal Counsel. That we talk about that quite a bit. We talked about it more during the Mueller investigation, you know, that a sitting president can't be prosecuted. It's total bunk. It's never been challenged in court. And absolutely, I mean, if Donald Trump shoots someone on Fifth Avenue as president, he shouldn't be able to continue to walk around, you know, that person who died, the family, the friends. So, you know, our society as a whole are damaged by that activity. And for him to be able to, what, serve out his term and then leave the White House in handcuffs is total baloney.
Let me ask you one hypothetical. What if that man on Fifth Avenue was Ted Cruz?
well, no one can really blame a guy then, right?
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. Couple things. The David Brooks article and then Nixon, too, and the Trump comparisons. Brooks, first of all, I mean, I would be willing to bet you that he had all kinds of articles he was writing earlier this year just chastising Merrick Garland and the FBI for not doing something about this. And now it's the wrong thing to do. You know, I'll bet they're out there. Because everybody was, and I was bagging on him, admittedly, for not doing what he, in my mind, should have been doing. But I'll bet you David Brooks had articles that were actually saying this. And now all of a sudden, you know, here's where he's at. But to the stuff right now with Trump and all of this, there's a law in the books that was passed in 1978 after Watergate, all this stuff was supposed to go directly to the National Archives. None of this should have happened. When he left office in January, all of it was supposed to go to the National Archives. Simple as that.
Yeah, but if it goes to the National Archives, how are you going to possibly make any money off it, Dick?
Well, I know. There is that. You know, I mean, gosh, you can't, you know, yeah, exactly.
The more paperwork crimes, getting paid by paper for paperwork crimes. Thanks for the call, Dick. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's just ridiculous that, you know, that there's no reason these documents should have left the White House. I mean, and let's face it, you know, Trump didn't expect to, I don't think Trump expected to, he didn't want to lose, and when he saw he was going to lose, he took all steps to avoid admitting the loss, and as highlighted by his failure to cooperate with the incoming Biden administration for transition. You know, we just heard today about how crappy a job Biden did in Afghanistan. Well, part of the reason it was, you know, what sabotage efforts did Trump put in there to make our withdrawal from Afghanistan as painful as possible, because he had a year before he even did, Biden took office, and something could have been started even then, because
well,
we surrendered.
I'm sorry, Mark, but I heard John Bolton, you know, going after some Newsmax guy, Eric Bowen, I think it was, saying, talking about Afghanistan, yelling at him. And Bolton, mustache man, yelling at him. It's Trump's deal. That was Trump's deal. Just like the gas deal, oil deal he did with Saudi Arabia and Russia. You know, that worked out. But listen, Trump lost. He took what he found or thought would be valuables. He took valuables, and he thought there was value in those classified documents. And you don't hang on to something like that because, you know, it looks pretty on the wall. You're trying to get more value from it. Come back with us for the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate, and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict
Ted Cruz, go f*** yourself.